The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for April 19th. Today's word is ecstatic, spelled E-C-S-T-A-T-I-C. Ecstatic is an adjective that means of, relating to, or marked by ecstasy. Here's the word used in a sentence from The Spectator by Lloyd Evans. Harold Pinter established himself as Britain's foremost dramatist by placing inscrutable characters in cryptic situations, and he was bound to keep the production line in motion, knowing that his oblique scripts would be greeted by genuflecting reviewers, ecstatic professors of literature, and shrewd thesps ululating with approval at every rehearsal. The word ecstatic has been used in our language since the late 16th century, and the noun ecstasy is even older, dating from the 1300s. Both derive from the Greek verb existanai, meaning to put out of place, which was used in a Greek phrase meaning to drive someone out of his or her mind. That seems an appropriate history for words that can describe someone who's nearly out of their mind with intense emotion. In early use, ecstatic was sometimes linked to mystic trances, out-of-body experiences, and temporary madness. Today, however, it typically implies a state of enthusiastic excitement or intense happiness. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.